is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The center for the AMA Arena Cross Championship set to go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. You guys got tickets for this thing. And again, if the first 50 basically, or the first 50 kids, I should say, adults, you call in and say you heard about them on the whole show, you'll get your kids in for free. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Trust me, it was great to hear from one of the writers. We might hear from another, like an amateur writer coming in too, or one of the representatives of this awesome program. So we're looking forward to it tomorrow night here at the Budweiser Event Center. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my man, Colorado State, man, I felt good about this one for some reason. I thought the Rams might find a way to pull off a little bit of an upset and beat Nevada, but it just didn't happen. The Wolfpack find a way to win at the end. And apparently they're like center. They're 7-footer. Just hits monster three-pointers at the most crucial times. Nevada gets the win 80-69.
I appreciate your endless optimism. But, yeah, this was going to be a tough one. And, CSU, gosh, it's kind of the story of the season, I feel like. This game, in large chunks, they played really well. CSU had Nevada on the ropes. CSU's up with, about, 5 or 6 minutes left, looking really good. And then, at the end of the first half, and then significantly at the end of the second half, Nevada just goes on a big run, and CSU, just can't stop the bleeding. And, we all know basketball, obviously, is a game of runs. You're not just going to, win all 40 minutes and, blow every team out by 25. But CSU this year just cannot stop the bleeding on some of these. And that's, been the Achilles heel of this team is, they're quite good at times, but, man, they're not quite good all the time.
And that's the thing. I mean, you saw those spurts, like you brought up, this team finding a way to get the lead fairly late into the game, and you're just wondering, how can they close this thing out? And then Nevada gets hot. It's like they just couldn't miss. And I know, Kevin, you talked about this with our morning show guys a little bit about just the consistency, getting everybody together, getting both on the floor but also on the same page. There was just a couple of little miscues last night, too. I know the shots weren't going in late, but also just a little clunky for Colorado State as well last night.
Yep, and again, that just keeps happening, and some of it absolutely can be chalked up to, constant changing of rotations and lineups. I'm sure we'll touch on that and more injury news in a minute. But some of it's just got to be better execution. You just have too many guys right now that, again, in spurts are playing well, but not playing well for 40 minutes, so to speak. Obviously, most guys aren't playing the whole game, but it's just too up and down right now, both offense and defense. The offensive numbers, if you look at the raw numbers, they're fine. But I think anyone who is watching this team every game knows that, they just go through these lulls within games where, basically, if it's not Isaiah Stevens scoring, they can kind of have a struggle at times. So it's just not consistent. And defensively, just the numbers are just not anywhere near good enough to win at any significant level.
Yeah, and talk to us about the lineup changes too. And Coach Medved searching for that right combination. It also hurts when, on any given night you don't have your guys. They've been trying to get this core group together and what they expected. And not even talking about replacing David Roddy. We're well past that now. But just with injuries, Josiah Strong, guys like that, just starting the season without Isaiah Stevens. It just seems like they haven't been able to get into that rhythm. And I'm just wondering how much of that is simply due to the fact they can't get everybody on the court, can't get everybody suited up at the same time.
Yeah, it's just one after another. Jacob Jennison, who absolutely would have been the rotation, I think even had a chance to start. He was going to be out all year, and now we get the news last night. Kyle Evans, who was playing because Jennison was out, a talented freshman, he's out probably for the year with a broken thumb. So CSU is now down to two big men, which is obviously hard. So I have to shuffle a lineup because he can't start both of your big men. Josiah Strong, you know, he's out for the long term. He, you know, potentially could have been a starter if he had been healthy at all this year. And he's not only a great shooter, but a really good defender. They've really missed him. You know, Jalen Lake finally came back last night, and you saw how he helps on perimeter defense. He plays really well out there, but it's just been one after another. You know, Tavy Jackson missed games. Obviously, Isaiah, like you said, is the big one that missed, you know, the first portion of the season. So it's just been one after another. You know, CSU over the last three seasons combined, I did the math, they only had eight of their rotation players miss, you know, eight games missed, I should say, out of their rotation guys over the last three seasons combined. So they're basically 100% healthy. This year, they're already at 26, you know, man games missed
wow.
this season, and we're 16 games in, and that number obviously is just going to rise and rise and rise, you know, with a couple guys out, you know, potentially for the season. So it's just been, you know, some fans don't want to hear it, but it is true that the injuries have really wreaked havoc on the plans for this season.
Yeah, no question about it, man. I mean, that's what you can chalk it up to. And yesterday, Kevin, I asked a poll question on the show. I said, hey, is it panic button time for Colorado State? And I had some Rams fans, like, bringing it to a bigger picture. They're like, what do you mean? Like, panic button time for Nico Medved? And I'm simply talking about this season. I think it's going to take a lot of rough seasons, or at least a couple of rough seasons, for Medved to be on any kind of a hot seat, man. I mean, he's beloved there. He has revived this program, saved it when it was in a really tough spot, of course, with Larry Eustace at the end of his run with Colorado State. So I'm really just looking at this season. I think Nico Medved's as safe as any coach can be in the area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the trajectory of the program is still totally fine and where you want it. You know, I don't really have any doubts long term, but this season, yeah, it's gone off the rails a little bit. And it, you know, it's still not a disaster. CSU's 500. You know, it's not like the worst season in the world right now. But obviously, you know, this team isn't, you know, getting an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. That's pretty much out. I guess maybe if they were to completely win out, they would be in that. But I don't think that's happening. You know, so that's out of the mix. Even the NIT is looking far-fetched at the moment. So we'll see what happens over these last few weeks. Obviously, we have a lot of ball left. I think the good, hopeful thing for CSU is, you know, those injuries obviously aren't good, but now you kind of have your 9-person rotation, and, you know, barring more injuries, you know exactly who's going to be in, you know who's going to be out, because the guys who are hurt, you know, now aren't expected to be back anytime soon. So you can kind of just ride with these guys. You'll have to change your plans a little bit. Like I said, CSU only has two big men now. But at least you know what you're working with. Whereas over the last, you know, 3 weeks or so, it's been, you know, one guy in, one guy out, another guy in, another guy out. And that's made it really hard to have any consistency.
Yeah, what's your take on the big men thing? I mean, that was kind of the stuff going on around Twitter last night. I know you've talked about it. We've discussed it, you know, just what this team can do. And like you said, we have a lot of season left, but that's got to be a point of emphasis for Nico Medved and his coaching staff next season, is to find that premier big guy that can really run the boards and can score in the paint and, you know, maybe even be able to shoot outside too, which is a bonus. But you just see how powerful that is, whether you're in the Mountain West Conference or looking back to when CSU played Michigan in the first round of March Madness last year.
Yeah, no, I mean, most definitely CSU needs better, you know, inside play and depth, obviously. And, you know, there were a couple guys even back to, you know, potential transfers in the off season that, you know, it was basically a done deal. They were ready to come to CSU, and then one thing or another happened and it didn't end up happening. Obviously, the NIL world created absolute chaos in recruiting this off season. I think, you know, that play a role in some things. And then, you know, you have to, you know, look at, again, the injuries. You know, Jacob Jennison, I've had players privately and publicly just rave to me about how much he grew last year and how, you know, heading into the Michigan game, he was doing everything that Hunter Dickinson does as a scout player, and that he was going to be sort of a, you know, secret X factor this season. And he goes out. And then Kyle Evans, you know, obviously he's really talented, I think has high potential, but kind of got thrown into the fire, you know, early, but he was showing signs of progress. Now he's out. So it's a combo of, yeah, you need to get some more guys, but again, some bad luck. And, you know, the good news is, you know, Patrick Cartier was really good last night. He seems to be playing quite well right now. He certainly needs to be better on the glass. You know, he's averaging just over, you know, 2 rebounds a night, which obviously is not good enough for, you know, 6'8" guy. But you can see how, you know, later this season and into next season, he can be a force. And if you compare him, you know, he's probably best as a power forward. If you can pair him with a true center, you could probably do some damage. So no doubt that the big man thing is going to be, you know, a topic of conversation recruiting this offseason.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and now the Rams, of course, that Nevada game. Listen, I know I was a little optimistic, Kevin. I was like, yeah, this is it. They're going to turn it around in this one. But that's a good team. Nevada's a very good team. I'm 13-3, 3-0 in the conference. And like you said, there's a long season, a lot of season left, but you have to start figuring these things out now. They've lost four straight. Three straight conference games, 0-3 in the conference. Now you go up against a Fresno State team, 6-8 in the, you know, overall, but 2-1 in the conference. What does that matchup look like? Is this an opportunity for Colorado State, you think, at home for this team to get back on the right track?
Yeah, you know, a week ago you would have said, oh, you know, that'll be nice. You know, like you said, get on track, should be a solid win. Then Fresno State goes and beats New Mexico. Hands the Lobos their first loss. So obviously, kind of like everyone in the Mountain West, they're dangerous. They can be good. They always play this slow defensive style. So that's kind of what you can expect. CSU will be interesting to see what they do, you know, because the original plan was that CSU would run up and down and, you know, be really fast and play like that. With the injuries, does that change things? Or maybe do you lean even more into that since you're just going to be really guard heavy now? But yeah, I still think it's a game CSU, you know, should win and, you know, could win and should win, but obviously a tough, challenging game. The good thing, CSU has played Fresno State really well over the last few years, and some of that's just fluky. I don't think it fully translates. But, you know, even if just seeing, you know, that logo gives some of the players some confidence of past success, they could use that right now because no doubt, you know, this team's, you know, hurting on confidence a little bit as any team would be after four losses in a row.
Well, this will be a big Saturday too, Kevin. You got a doubleheader with the, of course, yep, as you mentioned, CSU's hosting Fresno State. CSU women's basketball, they're hosting New Mexico. So I mean, these are big games coming up for both teams, but big opportunities. And it's state pride, the state pride game.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny. There are, I think, four or five of these women-men doubleheaders this season, and it's kind of cool. You know, hopefully, you know, some people will. They're coming to the men's game. We'll show up earlier and watch the women because there's a team, the women's team, high scoring. They have every chance, I think, to win the Mountain West. And, you know, in the women's side, it really comes down to the Mountain West tournament. You probably have to win that to get into the NCAAs. But they have some really good players. I know you're talking McKenna later, and she's putting up some crazy numbers. I'll be writing about her and her season soon. But they're a pretty exciting team that can, you know, really fill up the bucket. So it's a pretty fun day. I like these doubleheaders. It's going to be a fun day of basketball at Moby.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to McKenna. I've never had her on the show before, but, I mean, the numbers are just too hard to ignore, Kevin. She's a superstar. What'd she have, 37 the other night against what was it, UNLV? I mean, she's a rock star.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked through some of the numbers, and she has, you know, every argument for an All-American you know, season right now. So absolutely, she is not only one of the best players in the Mountain West, she's probably in a two-person race with UNLV's star to win the Mountain West Player of the Year, but she should be getting some national accolades, you know, if this continues the way it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But a big Saturday coming up. Of course, we know first things first for Colorado State women's basketball. They got a good one tonight against Utah State. What's that matchup look like for you, Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's when Utah State's been struggling. CSU should go in and take care of business there. You know, that could potentially be another big stat line day for McKenna, you would hope, but maybe actually more so for some other players. But yeah, CSU, you know, if they can win that one, then New Mexico's, you know, kind of one in the group up near the top of the conference coming this weekend. So heading into, you know, the important times for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kevin, my man, appreciate you as always. I'm out here at the Budweiser Event Center probably throughout the better part of the afternoon as well. So Tanner's going to take over. You guys have a short Rams Weekly coming up at 5 o'clock this evening right before we jump over to our pregame coverage for UNC and Montana State, which is another big local matchup in the area, or a local game, I should say, with the Bears in the area. But they were knocked out of the Big Sky Championship game by Montana State last year, so the Bears have revenge on their mind. So we'll be looking forward to you guys jumping on Rams Weekly later on this afternoon.
You bet. Lots of hoops to talk.
A lot of good stuff, my man. Kevin Lytle, everybody, from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And all right, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, folks. And I just had a couple of texters wondering if we're giving away tickets for this event tonight, or for tomorrow night, excuse me, for the AMA Arena Cross Championship. Here's the deal. If you want your kids in free, you got to call the Budweiser Event Center. Tell them you heard about them right here on the whole show. KFKA, whatever, and they're going to hook you up with free tickets for your kids, but only for the first 50 calls. So they've got 50 tickets for kids set aside. So if you're listening and you want to take advantage of this, you need to. The AMA Arena Cross Championship, this thing is going to be off the chain. Very excited to be out here helping preview this event. But if you want out here and you want it a little bit cheaper, a little bit friendlier on your wallet and purse, then do me a favor. Call the Budweiser Event Center and tell them you heard about them right here on the whole show, and your kids' tickets will be free. All right, we'll take a short break. We've got a lot still to unpack today. Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com is going to join me. Brendan Vogt from DNVR Nuggets as well. And we'll talk to McKenna Hofschild, the superstar for Colorado State women's hoops. So I'm excited about that one. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.